Hey y'all, you're listening to a Playing Changes special program brought to you by WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. Today, I'd like to give a warm welcome to my guest, Branford Marsalis, who will be playing at the Orpheum with his quartet this Friday, September 26th. Go to orpheum-memphis.com to grab your tickets now. Welcome to my virtual studio, Branford. Excited to have you on.
Pleasure, Sam. How you doing?
Doing great. I'm a big fan. It's really exciting to have you on my show today. You're kicking off the Belonging Tour in Memphis, correct?
Well, we've been playing for a while, but Memphis is our next stop, yeah.
You have been. Okay. Well, Belonging has been an album of the year for me so far. It's beautifully done, and as a big Keith Jarrett fan myself, I think your take on that classic piece of repertoire is really great and fresh and kind of gives a new perspective on that record. And that's also your Blue Note debut, and such a beautiful record. What inspired you and the band to take on this piece of great contemporary jazz repertoire?
We recorded the wind up to and when we finished recording it, Eric kind of mentioned, "Man, we should just do the whole record." Eric being our bassist, Eric Nevis, and I said, "Man, that's a great idea." And then the pandemic showed up and nothing happened. And when suddenly it was brought to my attention that we hadn't recorded in 5 years, I said, "What were you going to do?" He said, "We'll pick up where we left off." And the last thing on the docket was Belonging. So we decided to do it in April of 24.
Absolutely. And you and this quartet have been together for quite a while, too.
Yeah, we've been together since 2010.
How does that creative process come along? Just when you get into the studio, is it just very easy to work with?
We have a system. We play the song. We talk about what we like and what we didn't like. And we make changes right there in the moment, and we apply them to the song. And when we like it, we move on to the next song.
And first off, I want to say thank you for coming to Memphis. It's our city has such a deep legacy in jazz, soul, blues, classic American music. But unfortunately, we don't have a lot of jazz musicians tour through Memphis. Do you have any inspiration that you can note from Memphis musicians or people you've worked with in the past?
Yeah, well, George Coleman is from Memphis.
Yep.
He was a mentor of mine, and James Williams is from Memphis, and I played with him in our Flakey's band.
Absolutely.
Donald Brown is from Memphis, and he replaced James in the band. And then they were all of the guys, the Memphis Mafia, when I first got to New York. Frank
Yes.
Scrozier, Bobby Moore on trumpet,
Yep.
all these Memphis guys in New York.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, Memphis is one of those great music towns. It's just everything, like the Mississippi River route. Your first stop is New Orleans on the old riverboats, and the second stop is Memphis.
Back to New Orleans, I would be remiss to not mention your family. Your family, the Marsalis family, has been shaping music for generations from you, your father, Ellis, all your brothers, Delfeo, Jason, Winton, as well as your nephew Jasper, with his project Slaus and Malone, which is an
Right.
experimental electronic project. Just I wanted to touch on how did growing up in that environment shape you, and what's it like seeing that legacy, starting from your father being carried out into new generations and different audiences.
Well, when we started playing, there was no legacy to speak of. We just played. We played because it was fun and we liked to play. I mean, that's pretty much still the same thing for me. I love to play. I love playing. And we don't spend much time focusing on, legacy, like Slauson, my nephew.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing really interesting things, and I'm really proud of him. He's living in London now and having a great time. It's working for it, and I'm proud of him. I'm happy for him.
Lastly, I just wanted to touch on, you've always been a huge proponent of music education. What's the biggest piece of advice you wish you were given as a young musician that also, like, maybe something you feel like is lost with a lot of younger musicians in the digital age?
Everything you need to know about music is on a recording somewhere. And I just think that it's very strange that people choose to play music and don't listen to music. It's a very strange phenomenon. But I think that all serious musicians should have a very expanded listening list. I think that's the thing that differentiates you from being merely an instrumentalist, is how much music you can hear, how much you know. And if you can use the sound of music to have an emotional effect on a listener, that's where the magic is. Playing the right notes at the right time is only 50% of the battle.
I could not agree more. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. It's been such a pleasure. Just wanted to promo, you're going to be at the Orpheum in Memphis on September 26th. Go to orpheum-memphis.com and get your tickets now. Just wanted to say this quartet is outstanding, and I know y'all will bring the house down. You're listening to Playing Changes on WYXR 91.7 Memphis. Thank you all, and thank you for joining me, Branford. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you, my friend.
Absolutely. Take care. Excited to see you on Friday.